Last year, at Brookline High School, I took two English classes, Race and Identity and Individuals and Institutions, which really changed my outlook on the world. They helped me discover the institutional hierarchies put into place to perpetuate oppression, keep the oppressed down and uninformed, while defining and lifting up those with privilege. To the untrained eye, we may live in an ideal, equal world. However, through a critical lens, the cracks begin to show. Inequalities exist all around us. Although I don't think I can say that these hierarchies were made accidentally, it is an unfortunate mistake that they exist. As ideas like these about the world burrowed into my head, my mind began to see the world in a new way. These classes made me start to see the change needed in our world, but this was only a taste of what I wanted. I had much more to learn, too much more to learn, and still do. I wanted to be able to make a difference to stop these inequalities, to take the world's mistakes by the horns, and to create positive change from them. And the first step in doing so was recognizing my own faults and privilege. I had an internship over the summer at Suburban Justice in Harvard Square, one that I will never forget. Suburban Justice is part of the City School Summer Program based here at Old South. On top of many things, one thing that stuck with me was the idea that all of us, have the ability to take action. Instead of just sitting around, assuming that the hungry and the sad and the poor will get better over time and on their own, I learned that if you're passionate about something, you can take action. Change is inside all of us. The most important part is recognizing its presence and potential. Being able to recognize privilege in the world or in oneself is the bridge to being able to help those in need of recognition. Although the poor in spirit will one day be the most high in heaven, our time on this earth can be spent striving to level the playing field. When I was in the eighth grade, I had what I considered to be a traumatic experience, breaking my arm. After having surgery on it and missing a month of school, I was faced with many disadvantages. On top of being 1 month behind on all of the material, I had no way of taking notes or writing anything down. After numerous attempts by my teachers and friends trying to help me out, I realized that there wasn't much that I could do for myself but learn how to write again, but this time with my weak hand, my right hand. I recognized that I would have to work a lot harder than my peers in order to catch up. I was at a disadvantage, and I needed determination and discipline to accomplish this. After countless hours of work, my handwriting was finally legible. My determination and passion helped me work to take action and create a change within myself. But even so, my friends still had an arm up, even after I worked my hardest to catch up with them. How much harder is it for someone to get an arm up in this world when they lack a support system? In the Bible, Jesus teaches us to embrace our enemies and to turn the other cheek. He not only advocated for the golden rule, to treat others the way one would want to be treated, but he took it one step further. If people are treating you poorly, show them grace by letting them continue their mistreatment. This is not to say that Jesus condoned bad treatment or behavior. Instead, he wanted to show trespassers that he could and we should forgive bad actions and open our arms in embracement regardless. I've found in my 18 years that forgiveness is difficult. It's a lot easier to dwell on whatever wrongdoing has occurred and continue to think about it and remain upset. While it's a lot easier to not forgive, it's not a productive way to live one's life. The way that humans learn and grow is through making mistakes. We all have, we all do, and we will all continue to do so. Jesus was able to recognize this. And instead of getting upset and being unable to move on, Jesus taught us to not only forgive each other, but to offer all of ourselves to our perpetrators, as they will only learn through mistakes, just like you and I do. Music, for me, is another learning experience. When I play my guitar, I make a lot of mistakes. I don't always hit the right notes. Sometimes it stinks, and I think to myself, whoops, shouldn't play that one again. But sometimes, hitting the wrong notes opens up new doors to learning. It has furthered my understanding of chromaticism, as well as leading in and out of notes and riffs. Working my way around the fretboard used to be a tedious process. My desire of solely hitting the right notes got in the way of exploring my guitar and hearing what sounds good and what doesn't. Now, when I hit a note that I wasn't planning on, I think of one of two things. Sometimes I still decide that it's better to avoid that note. Other times I hear a new or altered melody that I wouldn't have heard otherwise. Now, I hear potential. Miles Davis once said, "Don't play what's there, play what's not there." If someone goes around hitting the notes that sound good all the time, then it's going to get boring. It takes lots and lots of bad mistakes to find the good ones, but once you've found them, you're all set. My time at Old South has helped to instill these values. I used to grumble out of bed every Sunday morning, upset that I wasn't sleeping and had to be dragged to some church that my parents went to. Over time, however, I slowly started to see what a loving and accepting community I have in front of me. Growing up surrounded by the love that people have here has made me see the potential in today's world for growth and change. It has given me strength and courage to try and make change and make a ton of mistakes in the process. I have seen how open the Old South community is and always has been to positive change and forgiving of those who need it. From Edra and Claire in the Red Room to Mercedes and Karen and David, always joyfully teaching lessons of love and forgiveness with smiles on their faces, learning to play the xylophone, drum, and sing with Amy before and after church every Sunday, listening to all the ministers preaching up here through the years, Lael, Quinn, Cal, Jim, June, Don, Nancy, Anthony, John, Trisha, and many others. Old South is a community that allows mistakes. It allows growth, self-discovery, and knowledge. It allows me to have a space where I don't have to be afraid of messing up, because I know that I'll always have a crowd at my back to support me when I fall. As I leave high school and go into the real world, I want to be able to create that space for others. My whole life, I've been afraid of messing up, of making mistakes. I've come to realize that it's all a part of life. Life is a learning experience. I want to give others what Old South Church has provided for me. I want to continue to discover, to explore, to mess up, and come away from mistakes stronger. The world is full of mistakes, accidents, problems, crime, hatred, poverty, and inequality. The world makes mistakes. It's up to me, to you, to us, to support the world and its problems by acknowledging them and forgiving. No one is going to get anywhere if we remain bitter. The only way to move forward is to forgive the past, forgive our ancestors, and accept that what happened. Although we can't change the past, we can change the future. We can learn from our mistakes as a world, forgive ourselves, and work to fix them in this life or the next. Thank you.
Time, all I saw was a gray blurriness. My mom adopted me when I was 3 years and 8 months old. In the orphanage, I became sick and developed a cross eye that caused a lazy eye, which wasn't treated. The doctors told my mom that if she hadn't adopted me, I would have been completely blind within 6 months. I wore a patch continuously for 9 years over my good eye to strengthen my lazy eye and to improve my vision. At first, I didn't mind wearing the patch. People would look at me strangely, but would never verbalize their thoughts. It was when I began school that I started to mind wearing the patch. I was a funny sight when I first came to Old South Church with my family. I weighed only 20 pounds, and I wore a patch. I didn't realize at the time how Old South Church and the patch would strengthen me in my growing years. I felt secure and at home at Old South. My church was my second home. I was welcomed with open and warm arms. No one seemed to notice how small I was or that I wore a patch. I could be me just like I was at home. Old South Church has always been there for my family and me. I remember when I first arrived home from China, a lady running across the parking lot at Logan Airport, dodging all the cars, was shouting, "I knew they would arrive early." She quickly scooped up Anna Nicole and me into her arms. "You're home now, my loves. Yes, you're home now." That lady was Janet Butler, and she embodies what I feel about Old South. I am home. I remember people staring at me. I was laughed at, called a pirate, and a three-eyed monster. I started to feel different from my classmates and others. I knew that patching was for my own good. Often, I wanted to cry. Why did I have to be the one with poor vision due to lack of care? Why did I have to be the one everyone looked at strangely? At Old South, I was accepted for me. One can always be whom they want at Old South. No one questions you. It is the inner person that matters. Wearing the patch was difficult, but I no longer need it. The patch not only strengthened my eye, but me as a person. My inner self blossomed like it did at Old South. The patch taught me to be more determined and to endure anything to see properly. It taught me to be more understanding and compassionate towards others in need. All I wanted was to be like everyone else. I learned that being different wasn't that hard. I learned to stand up for myself like our forebears did. The patch showed me that I must rely on my own abilities. If a situation arises, I don't wait for others to respond to it. I act. Old South Church is just like my patch was. Our forebears didn't hesitate. They acted. Our senior minister, Nancy Taylor, stated in her sermon of October 28, 2013, that Samuel Adams had a backbone of steel, a heart of fire, and a pen as sharp and swift as the finest sword. Old South Church has instilled in me to be just like that. A patch in Old South has shown me not to be afraid to ask others for help. I could ask various people and organizations for funds for my school's project for a hospital in Africa, or writing letters and speaking with city officials not to have my school relocated, and to ask Mayor Menino to attend a special occasion at my school, in which he did. It seems that when you venture out, you not only help those in need, but yourself as well. I remember in the orphanage as a young child how lonely and afraid I was. The days were endless without warmth or caring. However, when my mom adopted me, my world changed. Sunshine and love was everywhere. My family and Old South showed me that I was an individual with rights and feelings. I was respected for me. I always try to do the same with everyone I come into contact with when I volunteer. I feel that a friendly smile, a kind word, or a gentle touch can be just as important. My youth group picks apples, bakes delicious pies, and delivers them to local shelters in Boston. I feel that I have made a contribution not only in the making of the pies, but in the smiles that we receive when we deliver them. My church blazed the way to freedom with Paul Revere and William Dawes. I hope to do the same. Paul Revere's bell was hoisted at the Old South Meeting House on October 17, 2011. The newly installed bell is a symbol of how high we can soar. I am not afraid to explore new ideas, to help others, and to always try my best in every situation. I act on what I believe in. This will allow me to make a difference in the world because of the opportunities that I have been fortunate enough to have experienced both as a child and now. I was given a chance in life, and I am determined to give back to others. I know that everyone feels the same as I do, as we are old self. The gray blur is now crystal clear. I fought a battle like our forefathers and won. I didn't let anyone or anything stand in my way. The patch in my old self family taught me to be independent, to rely on my own resources, and to never give up on my dreams. Like Paul Revere's bell, my youth group and I, and each person here, have been hoisted to new heights. The scripture of Isaiah 54, verse 10 says, "For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love shall not depart from you." This passage sums up what my Lord and old self means to my family and me.